The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith." I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, today, the first week, the Monday of the first week of Advent, the gospel brings to us this great faith that was professed or proclaimed by this centurion. For me, everything that happens will always happen for a reason. Nothing happens by chance. And it is very intentional that this gospel is read to us today, for us to keep our eyes on whom we are waiting for. For us to be focused on Jesus, whom we are preparing for his birth in our lives. So this morning's gospel reminds us of the importance of faith and hope in God. As a background to this gospel, a centurion is someone who has up to 100 soldiers under him. And as a centurion, he will always give a command. He has that power and authority. But when he realized, when he heard about Jesus, he told himself, "Oh, this man must be special. Let me approach him and ask him to heal my servant." And he rose and went to Jesus and made this request. And we know, as a man who had authority, he can decide not to go. He can say, "Oh, go and tell him to come to me." But he rose and went to Jesus, because he had faith in Jesus. And when he went, he asked him, "Oh, please, my servant is sick. Just pray for him." And Jesus told him, "Oh, don't worry, I will come to your house." He said, "Oh, no, I am not worthy. Even though I am powerful, I am not worthy to receive you under my house." Great faith. My dear friends in Christ, We can also intercede for people. So long as we have faith and we approach Jesus, there is nothing we ask that he cannot do for us. He is the great healer. So as we are preparing for his coming, preparing for Christmas, let us keep our eyes that the person who is coming into our lives is a great healer. So we have to surrender ourselves to him. We have to invite him to come and sanctify us, to come and heal us. So we have to dwell more on spiritual preparation. Very important. And how do we do that? This season, we have to make sure that we go to confession. We have to make sure that we pray. We have to make sure that we listen to the Word of God, because the Word of God is the food for the soul. So, my dear friends in Christ, Jesus heals. And every day we receive him in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus answers our prayers. He knows our hearts and our minds. Let us be hopeful and be faithful. There is nothing that he cannot do. So long as we connect ourselves. So let us pray in this Mass that God will give us the grace to prepare and to come to Jesus as this centurion did, and also to have such a faith that will move mountains. Amen. May we rise.